Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Belarus, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation, The White Within, award-winning singer, songwriter, and filmmaker. I just won about 15 awards based on my short movie, Fahrenheit. It has to do with prevention of domestic violence and abuse against women and girls. And the initiative is to stop domestic violence and abuse on a global level. I have been working on this for the past 13 years. And I'm trying my best to make sure that no one dies when it comes to domestic violence and abuse. And I would definitely would be very, very thankful if all of you who are listening to this podcast get involved and make a difference in the lives of women and girls and do your part, because this is how things are triggered and navigated into the right direction. So anyway, today I want to talk about the power of expression. I have been expressing myself and doing my best to unload all the things that have been bothering me or piling up for quite a while. And I would definitely feel that this topic is going to help a lot of people deal with all the pain, with everything they don't have courage to share with the world, to express themselves like artists express themselves in their art. They write songs, they write books, they create paintings, they create different way of expression, because let's face it, once you let go everything that is bothering you, everything that is blocking you, because these are blockages, you're building a barrier between your life at the moment. If you're piling up all the things that you see and you don't approve of and that are causing you pain, you cannot go on the other side and feel free of all these burdens which you need to get rid of. And today I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to read some of the things which I was able to find out online. And the power of expression, basically by definition, the power of self-expression is the power to reveal the soul, which is love. In my early 30s, I learned that all feelings, no matter how negative, can transform into love when you accept and express them. I decided to try focusing on feeling my emotions rather than trying to make them go away. That's exactly how it is. In my case, I usually turn all the pain, everything that is thrown in me into something beautiful. I turn it into strength, and it helps a lot because it helps me when it comes to overcoming other obstacles which I'm encountering in my life. And definitely works so much. I express myself in my songs. I express myself in my writings. I do my best to make sure that I don't feel overwhelmed and I don't feel stressed and I don't experience anxiety. And this gives you freedom, because freedom is the most precious thing that everybody should have in their life. Because if you don't have freedom, basically you don't have a life. And freedom is the thing that is going to give you the wings, is going to give you the power, your personal power, to get to the places you never imagined and never thought you can get to. And here is the power of self-expression. There is simply nothing that transforms your life as much as the self-expression, because a profound shift in conscience happens when you open yourself to share your truth. As you express your inner self, your whole being is changed to the better. Old emotional ones are healed when you become real. Physical tensions releases as you express authentic emotions, clears because you declutter thoughts you have been holding. Spiritually, you radiate the light that glows from within. Even your relationships with others improve as you feel relaxed and open to connect with others. People can sense your openness and are drawn to you magnetically. You feel free of share to share your ideas, insights, and expertise to make a difference in the world. Absolutely true. That's how it works. As you see everything what I've been into in my life, I express in my books, and I use this pain, all of my experience, to help others transform their life to, and trying to do my best to make sure that they don't go through all of this painful experience I have been through. At the same time, I'm helping them build strength and belief in themselves, because you need to believe in yourself in order to get where you want to go or get rid of the things that are making you feel less than who you are. The power of self-expression is the power to reveal the soul, which is love. In my early 30s, I learned that all feelings, no matter how negative, can transform into love when you accept and express them. Here is what happened. I was involved in a relationship with a man who was challenging and often emotionally unavailable. He did something that made me furious. I don't recall that he did, but I do remember I was outraged by it. I was so angry that I was beside myself. I knew I had to quiet myself down, but I could not let go of the false emotions and inner tensions. I decided to try focusing on feeling my emotions rather than try to make them go away. I lay down on my bed and turned my attention inwardly to feel the intensity that was overwhelming my body and mind. I kept focusing my attention on feelings or feeling the anger for a long time, occasionally talking out loud to describe what I felt. Suddenly, the angry feelings evaporated. Amazingly, I felt kind of a bliss rolling through my body. I was filled with a sense of peace. All anger was gone. I just felt love. This seemed like it might be the true meaning of forgiveness. And if you get my books available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, The Journey of Transformation and The Light Within, you would definitely see how to do that, how to deal with all the pain, with everything that somebody is causing you in your life, and how to turn it again in something that you can benefit from. Expression of feelings clears the channel to your soul because it removes some of what blocks you from experiencing love. That's what we just talked about it. The work I do now draws from the experience I had so long ago when I learned that negative feelings can transform into love if I accept them and express them. I guide people who are experiencing fear and anxiety and the center of attention to release their tensions by feeling they're expressing those tensions. When you learn to stand in front of group and share your true feelings and thoughts, you forge a direction connection between your personality or lower self and your soul of higher self. That connection creates a conduit that feeds soul energy to your personality. In time, you become so infused, embodying and radiating the energy of spirit. You become an instrument through which your spirit can speak. You literally begin to shine when you speak. Is it your time to shine? Are you someone who wants to speak authentically so you can make a bigger contribution to the world? I invite you to join my journey. So you can find out about my courses. Basically, I have created based on my life. It took me a long, long time. And I know I do a lot of things. And I do it because I want to make a difference. Deeply inside myself, I feel that this is my purpose, to change lives, to make a difference, to empower people, to inspire people, to give them the necessary tools so they don't have to suffer, because my philosophy is and always has been that there is only one life. We have this life only, and that's it. And it's absolute shame if we have to live it in a way where we need to play small. We need to put aside our needs and the purpose of our lives, our gifts, and everything what is given to us at birth. So the thing is, you can find out all of these tools, and you can reach to me on my website, dianabelarroz.com, where I can navigate you to my classes, when I'm talking about relationships, when I'm talking about different kind of ways to look around when it comes to your life and see what is keeping you away from where you wish to be, what you wish to accomplish, how you want to live your life, because you need to understand that anything is possible. There is nothing that you cannot accomplish as long as you put your mind onto it. And it works absolutely, absolutely like a charm. And I'm going to tell from my example, like for March, I was able to accomplish everything what I was planning for March. I just launched my first skincare line. I dreamed to have this. It's called Victorious by Diana Bawaros, and the link is going to be on Facebook, Instagram. Please follow me on Diana Bawaros on Instagram and Facebook Diana Bawaros. And I was able to launch my first skincare line. I was able to translate my deceased mom's book. She wrote amazing poems in English and in Bulgarian, since my heritage is Bulgarian. And the book is available in two versions in the moment. And I was able to write a song based on my feelings towards my mom, which I miss a lot, and turn it into a song and sing it and publish it. And I published it in March as well. So, and I was able to foster a dog from No Dogs Left Behind, which we were able to find home for her. So these are the things which I did in March. So think about it, how much you can accomplish in one month. The only thing you need to do is believe in yourself that you're capable of anything what you desire in your life. Don't procrastinate it. There is no right time. The right time is always now. You need to remember that. Because time is precious, and time is money, and time is something you need to treat very carefully, and you need to respect it. So do your part. Do the things that makes you express yourself. Never hold it. Tell what is causing you pain. Tell your story. Tell everything that you feel like you need to let go, because this is how you're going to be able to feel free, and this is part of loving yourself. There is nothing wrong of telling your truth. There is nothing wrong in expressing yourself. There is nothing wrong of telling even the things that you feel like you need to share with the world, with somebody else, and the way you use all kinds of ways which are making you to express yourself when it comes to painting, singing, writing an essay, writing a book, and writing in your diary even. These are the things that are going to help you break the chains, because this is why you have both of your hands chained and you feel like you are trapped. And you are not trapped. And you are in charge. You're blocking yourself but not doing the things you should do to free yourself from everything that is keeping you away from the person you are. And the person you are loving, you are compassionate, you are kind, and you are everything beautiful. And you need to understand that. And by doing that, and you are setting an example for other people to do the same. Right now, nowadays, we live in time where we need to do that. So we can transform the world. And every step counts when it, everything what you do, everything positive helps you and helps other people around you. So anyway, my website is dianabawaros.com. Let me know. I'm here to help you. I'm here to make sure that you believe in yourself. I'm here to make sure that you are not giving away your personal power. You're keeping it for yourself. You feel driven, you feel empowered, you feel happy, and you feel free from everything that you oppose, these limitations opposed by you towards yourself. Don't do that. contact me on my website. Let's talk. I have free consultation. I have done wonderful things for people on a global level, and I'm sure we can work together and we can turn your life around, and you have no idea how powerful you are and how much you can change your life and how the negative things that happen in your life you can turn in something very empowering. So I love you. Love and light to everybody. Till next Friday, contact me, listen to this podcast, share it with friends, family. My books are available on Amazon. The website, again, is theannabelleros.com. Subscribe to my channel, Blog Talk Radio, /theannabelleros, and comment and let me know what kind of a topic you wish me to cover. I'm here to help you, to empower you, and to tell you that you can have everything what you dreamed of and turn it into reality. Till next Friday. Goodbye.